This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my goodness, I went off on Mike Pence and the people that are running against Trump in the previous hour. And I'm not doing it because I'm a Trump zealot. I'm doing it because I'm looking at the strategy of the Republican Party. And I don't get it. It's a horrible strategy. You get all these people running against Donald Trump. You spend lots of money, time, and energy. You let the left continue to spread their narrative of the lies of J6, the idea that election deniers are on the wrong side of this. We're the right. We're on the right of this. The election deniers know exactly what happened with this election of 2020. And every day I get new information. Oh, here in Arizona, give you an example. 200,000 ballots they found were printed on the wrong paper. They know that paper was fraudulent. 200,000 ballots. You can bet your sweet buttocks that most of those ballots went to Joe Biden. And most of those ballots went to the crooked Katie Hobbs. Are they going to do anything about it? We got more information coming out of Michigan, and I could go on. All these places, liars. So the idea that J6 is legit and it was a big insurrection and all the hyperbole over that is nonsense. And then the other thing is, you look at the Republicans, they can't even elect a speaker. Well, the speaker's been elected. It's Mike Johnson. And now, let me tell you, that's over. Mike Johnson, how have I told you guys that Trump's appeal? Mike Johnson is a Trump guy. Jeff Landry, the new governor of Louisiana, is a Trump guy. Look around the world, not just the country. Look around the world. You know who's winning races, winning the to become the president of various countries? These third world crap holes in other places? People that espouse the values of Donald Trump, that say to their citizens, you're not just going to get a free ride. You got to contribute, and on and on and on. These are the people that are winning. So Trump has got mass appeal. What is it about the Republicans that they don't see that and they go, why
should we jump on the bandwagon of Donald Trump, said Mitch McConnell?
If you're not jumping on the bandwagon of Donald Trump at this point, you're suspect to me. You're suspect because it makes you wonder, what is your problem? What is it you need to see? Is there not enough difference? Dichotomy is a word I use often between Trump and Biden. What is it you need to see? How much worse does your world need to get before you go, you know what? I think things were better under Trump. Holy cow. I told you this. We have spent tens of thousands of dollars more in fuel in the last 3 years under Biden than we did under Trump. We've paid tens of thousands more in rent than we did under Trump. We've paid tens of thousands of dollars more in food costs because of Trump. It has cost me more money to run my organizations than at any point. Donations down. I could go down the list. It is a litany of things. Lord knows if I could wave a magic wand, I would put Trump back into office in a New York minute. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But I want to talk about a guy that I brought up, and I've had conversations about him, Gavin Newsom. This guy should never hold political office. And let me tell you why. I didn't talk about this after the weekend, but in China, the glamour shot that he took on the wall, the Great Wall of China, with his Joe Biden aviator glasses on. And he's looking, you know, like he's modeling for GQ. The narcissist who can only love himself. He's unelectable. That Gavin Newsom in the real world cannot be elected. People know it. They know who he is. They know what he's about. I talked earlier. I've talked a couple of shows about it. Gavin Newsom screwing over his best friend and campaign manager's wife. got her a job working as his secretary, and then for years had an affair with his best friend's wife. How do you do that? I mean, forget bro code. I mean, you don't need a bro code for that. Certainly it applies, but holy cow. And when I wrote about it, I said, Gavin Newsom, nobody is out of his reach. Gavin Newsom, he meets your wife. He acts, hey, Kev, you're a great guy. He's like, okay, your wife's on loan to you now. Now that you've met me, your wife is on loan. Your children are mine. Everything that you have belongs to me, Kev. He's that cool. He's the lady. He's the guy that every lady wants to be with and every guy wants to be like. He's that guy. And it's all about his talk and his panache. It's not about what he does, because if you look at his record, well, you run for the hills. He's unelectable. But that's who the Democrats want. Screwed his best friend and married his wife. A long-term affair that he only regretted after he got caught. Joe Biden got a similar story with Jill. Joe Biden meets a guy, covets Jill. They strategize, get together. Meanwhile, Joe's wife, his actual wife, runs a car in front of an 18-wheeler to try to kill the entire family. Ends up killing herself and their daughter. And Joe Biden says, that trucker, that drunk trucker, did kill my family. Trucker wasn't drunk. And it wasn't a Camelot story. Joe Biden drove that woman to suicide. But that's not the way he tells the story. He spun the tale, because that's what leftists do. They spin their tales. Oh, this is how it was. It was so, oh my gosh, it was overwhelming. Then he becomes a senator, and he gets paid, and then he starts building his power base, little by little. And Joe Biden's finally taken his to the nth degree. And I tip my hat to him, because he could have gotten a lot more if he didn't have a crackhead running his organization. But he did pretty well. In a time when people are suffering mightily, Joe Biden seems to be doing pretty well. He's got his Rahimath Beach house. He's got the other stuff. He's got his fancy vet. He's got all this good stuff. His son runs around partying with hookers and, you know, driving nice cars. I mean, the Bidens have it pretty well. But the American public's getting screwed. And so is the world. Newsom, folks, I want to pivot back to him. Spoiled rich kid. Believes everything in the world is for his taking, including the presidency. And I do mean the taking, because Newsom can't win a legitimate presidential election. He couldn't even win a legitimate gubernatorial election. But he can get appointed, just like Joe Biden. And that's why the Joe Cool image has to be there. I'm cooler than Obama. Many similarities between Newsom and Joe Biden, two men whose egos shine brighter than 10,000 suns. My word is a Biden, Kevin.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos. Continue listening to this show and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about Gavin Newsom, the trip to China, and his glamour shots that he took on the Great Wall. You've got to see it. If you haven't seen the picture, it is priceless. And the thing about the picture is, you can tell Newsom's proud of it. He's like, no, release that thing. And, I mean, he's got his sleeves rolled up. It was the way Obama used to go out and give his speeches. Obama would have his sleeves rolled up like he'd done a hard day's work. We got to get out there and do this thing. And he'd be waving his arms, showing that his sleeves were rolled up. Because that's what politicians want you to understand. They are willing to roll up their sleeves and do nothing. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Talking about Gavin Newsom making a trip to China because, no, he's not running for president. Why would he do something silly like that when he's got the greatest president ever? What do you say about Joe Biden? Oh, I love Joe Biden. Well, let's talk about Joe Biden not running. Come on. What are you talking about? Joe Biden's our guy. Isn't that what he said? Something similar to that.
You're a sitting governor. I have a former sitting governor at home. And when I would talk about helping the national, I'd say, well, be careful because there's a line. If you believe it that much, then it should be you. And that's how I feel about you, Gov, which is I get that you want to help your team.
Yeah.
But why not you? If you really care that much about the issues, I know you say you're not running, which is unusual to put a period at it.
Yeah. Exclamation
why, if you care... Why don't you run?
Because I believe in this guy. Actually, you know why?
You think Joe Biden is the best the Democrats can do?
And I hope you can differentiate because your BS meter is one of the best because you've been around this all your life. I don't like this guy. I have deep respect, reverence for Joe Biden as a person, his character, his decency, and his capacity to do great things. That's why I'm not worthy of that conversation. This guy deserves it. And we, as members of the party, deserve to have his back more forcefully. And none of the nonsense, all this, these quiet conversations you've been in, we've all been in, folks talking behind the back, that become headlines. And we're all chasing that right now. We got to get on the team. We got to get this guy reelected. And we got to stop all the navel-gazing and the hand-wringing and all the behind-the-scenes quiet conversations off the record that tend to find their way into the press as, you know, sources, you know, close to.
Newsom is a mafia hitman, and he's going to come to Biden like he's his buddy and then put an ice pick in the back of his head. You know what I'm saying? Metaphorically speaking, NSA, I'm talking politically, is going to end Joe Biden's career. Not that Joe Biden hasn't done a good enough job ending it himself. Newsom is a cad. Trying to pick up his foreign policy bona fides. He showcases ego, standing at the Great Wall, taking this great glamour shot picture of himself, you know. One guy commented, he said, the Great Wall and Gavin Newsom's ego are both visible from outer space. That had me rolling. But it is so true. God, this dude is an egomaniac. What a piece of work. His staff actually released that picture of him. You would think somebody would have said, hey, come on, Governor, this is a little over the top. No. You could bet dollars to dog turds that Newsom approved that glamour shot of himself. He thinks that's, it gets me into the news. And I already talked about the rolled up sleeves, you know. If you haven't seen it, he's got the rolled up sleeves, yeah. He scripted to the point of ridiculous. But my favorite tweet mocking him. A friend of mine put a Twitter post up that had a dude in San Francisco taking a dump with Gavin Newsom's. They superimposed his picture from the Great Wall to a dude in San Francisco taking a dump on the sidewalk. Oh my gosh. I'm not kidding you. I'm glad I didn't have anything in my mouth because I would have spit coffee over that or whatever I had in my mouth. I would have, oh my gosh, it was too funny. And I love one. They show a picture of Gavin Newsom, and he and Joe Biden are talking to each other. And one of my friends put a thing on there and said, so you took my aviators, because Newsom's in these same sunglasses that Joe Biden likes to wear when he wants to look cool. Yeah, the aviators. And but anyway, you have to see the picture, but it's really funny. And Governor Kristi Noem probably had one of the funnier takes. She said, pictured here is Gavin Newsom with Chairman Xi of Xi Jinping of China. She said, pictured here is a man who promoted lockdowns, routinely strips individual freedoms from his citizens, and has little regard for the free market. Also pictured as Xi Jinping. I thought that was hysterical. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Gavin Newsom wants Joe Biden's job. There's no question about it. And it was funny. Every time I hear that clip we played earlier, just a few seconds ago, I think to myself, that's Gavin Newsom setting himself up. You got to be deferential to the guy that's in office to act like you don't want it. You don't deserve it. He says, I don't even deserve it. And he's right. He knows he doesn't. I titled this segment, these two segments, the last two segments, Gavin Newsom is unelectable. He doesn't deserve it. He's a narcissistic, egomaniacal guy who believes everything that he wants he should have. And he doesn't care how he goes about getting it. He's Adam Schiff on steroids, only better looking. Adam Schiff looks like one of those little dogs little terrier, Boston Terrier. This is what he looks like. If he had better looks, he'd be Gavin Newsom. These are the people that are dangerous. You do not want to be about them, around them. You don't want to be in business with them. You don't want to be their neighbor. They will get you. And no matter when they're around you, let me tell you what they want. They want what you have, or they want what you can help them to get. That's the type of people they are. It's that simple. And the reason why Gavin Newsom was saying all that is he realizes everything that we know. Joe Biden's done. Joe Biden, he's losing it to the point where even CNN, I played a clip earlier, they're questioning what's going on with him. They're like, you know, are you better off? And even though we didn't play the whole clip because it was a thing involving Dean Phillips, who's now running against Biden, the reason I didn't play it is because it was kind of retread. The Democrat says, look, he's all deferential. I want to applaud President Biden. I want to applaud him while I put the metaphorical, you know, ice pick in the back of his neck. That's how he wants to applaud him. These people are disingenuous. They won't tell you the truth. They know Joe Biden has failed, and he's failed miserably, but they can't say that. And then they act as if they're not going to run. What's his face? In his defense, Dean Phillips never said he wasn't going to. He says, I'll make that decision later. But he implied that there were people better than he. And what did he do? He declared. I'm going to tell you. Gavin Newsom will declare. He's unelectable. He cannot win a real election, a fair election. He can't. But that's not what he's counting on. He's counting on the public to go, oh, but he's so genie. And he's counting on those people to believe that he now has the qualifications and the bona fides to lead the nation. So they will get behind him and keep him into office. The worst thing that can happen to this country.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. A judge has ordered federal agents to stop cutting razor wire at the U.S.-Mexico border. Last night, a U.S. district judge granted a temporary restraining order banning the federal government from handling the wire installed in Eagle Pass, Texas. Pharmacy employees at CVS and Walgreens stores are beginning a walkout to demand better working conditions and hire more people. Last week, Ford and the UAW reached a labor deal. Over the weekend, it was Stellantis that worked a deal. And now GM, the final large automaker, coming to terms with the UAW. Mask mandates on commercial flights for COVID-19 are likely to become a thing of the past. The Senate approving an amendment to a spending bill prohibiting the use of federal funds to enforce face covering mandates on airlines, trains, and buses. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You listen to the left enough, you watch enough stuff, you ask yourself, are they real? Could you possibly believe what you believe about Biden? Parts of me say, what is it, how is it that you can become so jaundiced, so one-sided in an issue? And yeah, because look, I'm willing to listen to, I'm willing to hear you out on Joe Biden. If you believe he's a great president, please call the show, 844-551-8255, and let me know. I don't know how you could, but I'm happy to have you discuss it. Because people that have listened to the program, I see nothing but chaos and devastation. And I saw this article, a video the other day. It was, I think, MSNBC or somebody, CNN, interviewing some people in Pennsylvania, battleground state, saying that the Republicans said they would not vote for Trump under any circumstances or whatever. And I commented on it in another program and said, okay, maybe that person does exist. Maybe they did find those people. I'm not saying they haven't. I had a friend of mine tell me that, but he's never been a Trump supporter. But I do know this. 75 million people legitimately voted for Trump in the 2020 election. Supposedly that was 15 to 16 million more than he got before. I don't know if those numbers are right, but I do believe this. Millions more people voted for Trump in 2020 than they did in 2016. And he got elected. And if the numbers are right, he got more votes than any sitting president in history. There is nothing to indicate to me that that won't happen again. And even if the Republicans, the rhino crowd, the 5% that say Joe Biden's got the country going in the right direction as Republicans, if that 5% abandons Trump, I believe there's 20% of independents and Democrats that are more than willing to make up the difference. I believe that wholeheartedly. It would not surprise me if Trump got legitimately 80-plus million-dollar votes, million votes in the next election cycle. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I go around the country. I talk to various people, not a single individual. I talk to various people all the time. And I get, and by the way, it's not just me. There are other people giving inputs as well, because they do symposiums and go to events. And you see this exodus from the Democratic Party. Now, many of them say, I'm now independent. Fine. The independents have abandoned Joe Biden and the Democrats. 65% of the independents wouldn't vote for Joe Biden. Don't think the country's going in the right direction. We're doing everything right as conservatives. And I don't try to convince anybody. You know, there are some people you're not going to convince. If this guy, I'm going to go to the polls. I'm not voting for Trump. I'd vote for Joe Biden. Well, here's what I will tell you. If you call yourself a Republican, That is, I call foul. I don't believe that for 1 second. Stop fronting. Stop acting like you're a Republican when you're not. That is not what a Republican would do, period. There's no real Republican that would do that. They understand what the Democrats' agenda is, and they wouldn't do that. And the reason why I'm telling you this is there was an article in Real Trouble, Biden shouts nonsensically at startled crowd. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch him give the speech that they said he delivered. Delivered the speech at Prince George's Community College in Largo, Maryland. Why is he delivering a speech at a community college? Good. I'm glad he's reaching. He didn't go to Harvard or Princeton. He went to Prince George's Community College, which to me sounds like the Chitlin circuit for politicians. But okay, if he went, good. And they said he discussed his economic agenda and he made promises to the American people and made some people nervous as he randomly yelled throughout the speech. I didn't see it, but I believe it. The guy writes, despite massive inflation, Biden began his speech by emphasizing his ongoing commitment to strengthening the American economy, asserting, quote, America has the strongest economy in the world of all the major economies, but all they do is attack it. And apparently he yelled it because the guy's got exclamation points all over the place. We do have the strongest economy. That doesn't mean it's the best. And it doesn't mean it's sustainable at the rate that he's going. And he's mad, though. He's mad because he wants credit for a crappy economy that's got people starving to death. He said he made a point to compare his economic plan to his opposition, stating, this country should know the facts. They should know the choice between Bidenomics and Maganomics. We do, Joe. Oh, we do. We know the difference. I've chronicled it myself. I've given you my personal testimony about it. There's no hyperbole when I tell you that we've lost almost $10,000 a year just in rent. Joe Biden, $9,600 a year, $800 a month, our rent went up. We've lost thousands of dollars in gas. I estimate it to be about $3,000 a year. So that's $9,000. Food costs going up. I think we've, quite frankly, it's double. So whatever we spend in food, I don't know how much it is, but it's probably $1,500 a month. It doubled. It went to let's say $2,500. So $12,000, $1,000 a month more for food than I would have before. And you know what? I'll do this. $600. I'm sorry, $500. $6,000 a year. 3 years. That's $18,000. So $18,000 plus roughly $30,000 plus for my rent plus roughly, you know, $3,000 a year in fuel. That's $9,000. Do the math. Out of my bank account. I didn't do anything different. I didn't eat anymore. In fact, we ate less. I didn't drive anymore. In fact, I'm now driving less. And I'm looking at every possible thing to cut cost. Cell phone bill, cable. And by the way, probably could have taken inventory of a lot of this stuff before, but didn't really have to. I'm not saying I was wasteful, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Things are going well. During his address, Biden says no one making under $400,000 is going to see their federal taxes go up a single penny. Number one, that's been a lie. It's been proven to be a lie. But who cares if your taxes go up if you're getting beat up in every other category that I mentioned? I didn't even get into health care. I don't know if you guys know. Medicare rose the highest it's been in decades under Joe Biden. And they're expecting another rate hike. People are actually using insurance, and it's costing them more money. So who cares that you didn't, I mean, not saying that the taxes didn't go up, but who cares? If I can't make a living with my salary, then who cares what my taxes are? Also, he said he's going to tackle issues like gas prices. So I'm going to get those gas prices down again, I promise you. How are you going to do that? That deal you're working out with the Ukrainian energy company, Burisma? Is it the China CEFC deal? Because last time I checked, the previous guy, he had gas prices down. says, strange yelling. He apparently he yelled that. I'm going to get those gas prices down again, I promise you. I doubt if it had that much animo because the guy is pretty messed up. He said that they raised eyebrows. He said at one point he randomly yelled about the cost of drug prices, saying you're going to pay somewhere between 20 to 40% less than those other countries. Same exact drug made by the same exact company. And he yelled it. Okay, Joe, what have you been doing? I thought that was one of the cornerstones of his thing was what, how he's going to reconstruct all these different things that Trump has done bad. He said at one point he was talking about Maryland's governor, Wes Moore, and this one I really don't get, people. Gov, my problem is your biceps are a little small. What? People are looking at Joe Biden finally, critically. Folks, this was an article on MSNBC. Or was it NBC? It was one of them, MSNBC or NBC. It's an opinion piece, but still, you're letting people voice this opinion? What this does, folks, is it validates what I've been saying. It's tick-tock, tick-tock for Biden. I'm losing my... Who was it? It's tick-tock, tick-tock for Joe Biden. There's nothing he can do about it. It's coming. Now, what we need to be concentrating on, and I keep saying this, what happens after that? What do we do now? Now that it is tick-tock, tick-tock for Joe Biden, what's going to happen? I've already given you the playbook. Kamala Harris takes over. Gavin Newsom's being set up. I talked about Gavin Newsom the first part of this particular hour of the broadcast. He's not electable if we don't let him. What are you going to do? Shouldn't there be a preemptive strike against Gavin Newsom? Look at their candidates. Who could step in and do this job? Who do you want to protect us around the world? The guy that just nuzzled up to the Chinese? Kamala Harris? Pete Buttigieg? Who do they have? What strategy are we building? I don't see one yet. I see a bunch of rhinos attacking the guy who could actually get us back on course.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We got a lot to talk about. Joe Biden's escalating war in the Palestine area, or Israel is now invading the Gaza Strip. We can talk a little bit about that. But I do want to make sure we never lose sight of what Joe Biden's done in office and his influence peddling. And what's interesting to me is how the left is so willing to cover up for what this guy does. If Trump had done a fraction of, y'all heard me say Trump, right? Fraction, Trump, and fry. You see how fast my mind works? If Trump had done a fraction of what Joe Biden had done, we'd be screaming for his scalp. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, Representative James Comer, this was a tweet from Miranda Devine of the New York Post, is playing hardball. This afternoon, he asked the White House to provide evidence to back the claim that that $200,000 check to Joe Biden from his brother Jim Biden was repayment of a loan. The current lack of documentation leaves reason to doubt claims that this transaction was repayment for a legal loan. Whether it was a loan or not, they write, James Biden's March 1st, 2018 check to Joe Biden demonstrates one way he personally benefited from his family's shady influence peddling of his name and their access to him. Even if the transaction in question was part of a loan agreement, we are troubled that the Biden family's ability to recoup funds depended on his brother cashing in on the Biden brand. End quote. So true. It's foolish to even entertain the idea that Joe Biden didn't do something crooked. It's foolish. We're not creating this stuff out of thin air. All the information that's being gathered has been gathered by Hunter Biden. Hunter's done the dirty work in this laptop that we know that the FBI knew about well in advance of the election. 2019, they knew it. They had this laptop. They knew it was verifiably not Russian misinformation. They knew it was Hunter's. It was not somebody put it there and maybe did he leave it or whatever else. The Who Shot John games that they played. They also knew that 51 intelligence officers had no way of being able to say, well, this is Russian misinformation. That was orchestrated. We know that Russian collusion was a lie perpetrated by Hillary Clinton and her minions. We know that Joe Biden is the big guy. We know that they've set up 20-plus LLCs and have 155 different SARs, suspicious activity reports related to cash and things going happening in all of those different shell accounts. We know that they use whatever the number is, 20 of these different accounts to pass money from one to the other, so that it makes it almost impossible to figure it out, and that that's not normal business practice. Look, only a fool would believe that they aren't doing something shady. And yet the Democrats play this game.
Oh, but what about Trump and his taxes? And what about Trump? He had an account in China. And what about Jared Kushner?
Oh, you mean, what about people doing legitimate business? Is that what you're complaining about? Hey, you want to send a leftist over the ledge? Ask him this. How many suspicious activity reports in all of the companies that Donald Trump has with any of his children, how many suspicious activity reports have been generated by the banking system? You don't want to know the answer? Zero. Then ask this question. How many legitimate businesses, what is the number of suspicious activity reports that are generated by legitimate businesses? Is it 2 a year? Is it 4 a year? Is it 10 a year? Go look it up. Don't believe me. How many do you think? I'll let you come back to me with that answer. How many suspicious activity reports do you think it would take to trigger the IRS to look at you? The Biden family had 155 suspicious activity reports. And what? It didn't. That's not enough to raise a red flag? One of the most common methods of money laundering. Characterize income as a loan or a loan repayment. James had a large disbursement from AmeriCorps Health categorized as loans, which the trustees in AmeriCorps' bankruptcy categorized as fraudulent conveyances under the bankruptcy code. Of course, the loans were never repaid. I doubt the $600,000 that Jim borrowed ever showed up as income on his tax returns. Forgiven loans are income under the IRS code. Did you know that? I love the when people comment. That was not me. That was somebody that commented on the thread that I just gave you. Smart people. that look deeper into this stuff. So let's just recap what I just told you. James Biden gets a loan from a company that's struggling financially because that company was waiting on Joe Biden's influence to help them get money from some Middle Easterner. So they give him a $600,000 loan, and then he makes a loan repayment of $200,000 or a third to his big brother, Joe. And you know what the left say? He was a private citizen. That's what they say. Now, the question is, did it show up on James Biden's taxes? I don't know, but you know what I'd like to see? This is going to shock you. James Biden's taxes. I know, I'm so good at this. Yeah, I want to see James Biden's taxes. I'd like to see all the stuff. I would like to get an accountant, a forensic accountant, to look at everything we just talked about. And then, if somebody said, where's the loan agreement? Just show us the loan agreement. Show us what it is that triggered you to write a check to your big brother for $200,000. And maybe it's no harm, no foul. Because this one lady wrote, I love the twists and turns and rational lies of the left explaining Joe Biden's shell companies, payments to 9 family members and the big guy, law changes like statute of limitations extensions to get Trump, but nothing to see here for their boy Biden. Truth will prevail. It was a lady that made that note on the same tweet, if you will, that Miranda Devine gave. I'm going to read this other one. If there was a loan, the clarification should be simple. Provide details of how he gave his brother the loan. Cash, check, wire transfer, from what account was it drawn? My guess is it came from a shell, Inc., originally. Therefore, is money laundering. And then here's the one that I mentioned earlier, too. At a minimum, somebody should produce a loan agreement. Or this loan based on hugs and fist bumps. I like that. The guy wrote, 40 plus years ago, I asked my father for a loan. He insisted on a formal agreement so that if I defaulted, he might have recourse to take it as a loss on his taxes. Makes sense. So, again, the Biden family could easily clear this up. Easily. Joe Biden's a president. They should be demanding transparency. The Democrats should be, hey, listen, Joe, you've done nothing wrong. We trust you, big guy. You're a trustworthy guy. You brought decency to the White House. Why don't you show us those records, Joe, and let's just get this off of the plate. Let's make sure that nobody, you know, can blame you for anything. You're above and beyond reproach, my friend. We believe this about you. You think you're ever going to hear a Democrat say something like that about Joe Biden? They talk about his character all the time. I mentioned the people running against him. This guy Phillips, Dean Phillips. He says, oh, Joe Biden, I mean, he's a great guy. You know, he's a man of character. He's a man of principle. You think that any of them believe that? He says he's a man of character and principle as I'm going to primary him and run against him. Yeah, even though I dote on the man. I mean, he's an amazing guy, but he needs to be gone. And boy, they do it with ease. They make it look like it's legit. Oh, I love the guy. I mean, he's amazing. I feel so honored to just say his name. Just so funny, man. So the folks that are, I mean, God, I love looking at smart people that get it. And I'm going to tell you, my part of this is just base common sense. I didn't go look at AmeriCorps, that company that James Biden got money from. I didn't dig into that. I didn't dig into their bankruptcy proceedings. But somebody did and came back with an amazing synopsis. That's what I love about you. I give you the basics and you go out there and you do your job. I didn't do that in this case, but I'm just saying, in theory, that's what I do. I just give you the superficial stuff. You're the real heroes out there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.